Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. In the book of Jeremiah, and it is about the verse 20 or chapter 22 and verse 10. We're going to begin with, if you'd like to follow along, we're going to get right into our study if you'd like to follow. Let's begin in verse 10 now. Do not weep for the dead, mourn for him. Do not weep for the dead or mourn for him. But weep continually for the one who goes away. For he will never return or see his native land. And these are the people that are going into captivity into Babylon. For thus says the Lord, in regard to Shalom, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, who became king in the place of Josiah, his father, who went forth from this place, he will never return there. He will never return. In the place where they led him captive, there he will die and not see this land again. Woe to him who builds his house without righteousness and his upper rooms without justice, who uses his neighbor's services without pay and does not give him wages. Who says, I will build myself a roomy house with spacious upper rooms and cut out its windows, paneling it with cedar and painting it bright red? Do you become a king because you are competing in cedar? Did your father eat and drink and do justice and righteousness? Then it was well with him. He pled the cause of the afflicted and needy. Then it was well. Is not that what it means to know me, declares the Lord? But your eyes and your heart are intent only upon your own dishonest gain and on shedding innocent blood and on practicing oppression and extortion. Therefore, thus says the Lord, in regard to Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, they will not lament for him. Alas, my brother, or alas, sister, they will not lament for him. Alas, for the master, or alas, for his splendor. He will be buried with a donkey's burial, dragged off, and thrown out beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry out and lift up your voice in Bashan. Cry out also from Abraham, for all your lovers have been crushed. I spoke to you in your prosperity. Did you notice this? The prophets of that day were speaking and preaching prosperity. Does it ring any type of a bell with you? They were speaking, teaching. They couldn't get out of this prosperity gig. No matter how hard they tried, they had to speak, they had to preach this prosperity. Here they are. Back years and years ago, all your lovers have been crushed. I spoke to you in your prosperity. But you said, I will not listen. This has been your practice from your youth, that you have not obeyed my voice. The wind will sweep away all your shepherds, and your lovers will go into captivity. Then you will surely be ashamed and humiliated. because of all your wickedness. You who dwell in Lebanon, nested in the cedars, how you will groan when pangs come upon you. Pain like a woman in childbirth. This, God passed this judgment on King Jehoiakim, father of Josiah, had been one of Judah's great kings, but Jehoiakim was evil. Josiah had been faithful to his responsibility to be a model of right living, but Jehoiakim had been unfaithful to his responsibility to imitate his father. God's judgment was on the unfaithful Jehoiakim. He could not claim his father's blessing when he had not followed his father's God. You know, you may have parents that are godly, but unless you have the faith on your own faith, your father's, mother's faith will not make a difference in your life unless you pick up the faith that they have. Jehoiakim had been hard-headed and hard-hearted, actually, since childhood. God warned him, but he refused to listen. His prosperity always took higher priority than his relationship with God. And we find that this happens a lot today as well, doesn't it? It happens a lot today. As I live, declares the Lord, even though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were a signet ring on my right hand, yet I would pull you off. And I will give you over to the hand of those who are seeking your life. Yes, into the hand of those whom you dread, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. I will hurt you. I will hurl you, actually. I'll hurl you and your mother, who bore you, into another country where you were not born, and there you will die. But as for the land to which they desire to return, they will not return to it. Is this man, Coniah, a despised, shattered jar, or is he an undesirable vessel? Why have he and his descendants been hurled out and cast into a land that they had not known? O land, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, write this man down childless, a man who will not prosper in his days, for no man of his descendants will prosper, sitting on the throne of David or ruling again in Judah. They will not prosper any longer. Very detailed in his foretelling of the future here, Jeremiah. His prophecies came true. The signet ring that they spoke of was extremely valuable because a king used it to authenticate important documents. Jehoiakim's sins spoiled his usefulness to God. Even if he were God's own signet ring, God would dispose of him because of his sins. And Zedekiah reigned after Jehoiachin, but died before him. Jehoiachin was the last kind of David's line to sit on the throne in Judah, 1 Chronicles 3:15-20. He had 7 sons, but not one of them served as king. Jehoiachin's grandson, Zerubbabel, ruled after the return from exile. That's in Ezra, the 2nd chapter, in verse 2. He was the only a governor, not a king, actually. And we're getting into this 23rd chapter now, the coming Messiah, the righteous branch spoke of. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Woe to those shepherds that are scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who are tending my people, you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not attended to them. Behold, I am about to attend to you for the evil of your deeds, declares the Lord. It's a very serious thing to misguide the people. If you're any kind of a teacher or person in authority, or anybody really, I mean, you are responsible for what you know, actually. And a lot of people know a great amount, actually. But to whom much is given, much of him shall be required. The more you know, the more you're responsible for. And, you know, there's a lot of people in this country that are responsible for a great deal of information that God have given them. And we must take to heart, this is not a light thing to just forget. God may want you to share with someone your information because you are a wealth of information when you get right down to it. Did you know that? A lot of people under the sound of my voice know a lot about the things of God. A lot. And to whom much is given, much shall be required. To that servant that knew his master's will and did it not, was beaten with many stripes. To that servant that knew not his master's will, but did it not, was beaten with few stripes. You see what I'm saying? Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us, cleanse us. Help us to have the boldness to speak out what we know. And let the people be born again as a result of our sharing Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and please write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved to God.